Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com. Democrats ring in the new year with a new idea. Less transparency and fewer rights for you as adults. Welcome to America in 2022. There are two major stories today that I'm going to talk about. One of them deals with lack of transparency in the classroom. Democrats are freaking out now over a bill that should be filed in every state that has been filed in Florida that would allow video and audio recordings in the classroom. We're going to deal with that and why are they fighting transparency, number one. There's another news story that's important, and that is this. The average American now in this country cannot even afford to buy a used car. Why? Used car prices have skyrocketed to $29,000. That is the average cost of a used car now. And how much is a new car average price? I'm going to tell you in a moment. This is the media tries to mind trick you into believing that everything is going amazingly well with the economy. Now, before we get into these stories, I want to remind you, I need your help. A liberal website attacked our podcast this past week and got people to write an unbelievable number of negative reviews. So if you're listening to this, we need you to help us. Please, while you're listening, write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button or the auto download button as well so that you can get this podcast every day. And please share it with your friends. All right. There is a major bill that has been filed in Florida, and this is a bill that every single person listening should be advocating for in your state. Now, when I tell you to advocate for it, that means more than just saying, I like it. You need to be calling your local state representative, and you need to be calling your local state senator. Forget calling the governor, okay? Start with your local lawmakers. Your local state rep and your local state senator, because what they're trying to do in Florida right now, and this is unbelievably brilliant, and it's also being met with a massive amount of opposition from the teachers' unions and the left, because they don't want you to see what's going on in your child's classroom. And they sure as hell don't want you to hear what's going on in your child's classroom. Now, how do I know that? Because of their response. There are Democrats now, they're saying, fine, we'll allow you to put a camera in the classroom, but we do not want you to have audio of what's coming out of the mouths of teachers to your children's ears because that's where they know they're going to get in trouble. I'm going to play for you a local newscast from WFLA Channel 8 in Florida. And I want you to hear how they describe this bill that has been filed to seek to allow not just video, but also audio recordings in every school classroom in the state's public schools. And every state in America that believes in freedom should be doing this.
Bill in the state legislature would allow schools to install cameras in classrooms to record classroom instruction and let parents review the footage if there is ever an incident.
The bill would force certain classroom teachers to wear a microphone and require a written explanation if that recording is interrupted. Political reporter Evan Donovan joins us from the newsroom with the details.
The bill would attempt to protect student privacy by forcing the images of other students to be blurred, and schools would be required to hold on to the recordings for at least 3 months.
The bill is sponsored by State Representative Bob Rommel of Naples. It would allow school districts to install video cameras in classrooms for the purposes of recording an incident, which it defines as abuse or neglect of a student by an employee or another student. Parents of a child involved in an incident must be allowed to review the video within a week, but the identity of other students who aren't involved must be blurred. Teachers must wear microphones, and the camera has to be at the front of the classroom, capable of monitoring video and audio from all areas except a restroom or other changing area. Parents, students, and employees must be notified before cameras are installed, and principals would be in charge of all recordings, which must be kept for 3 months or until the conclusion of any investigation or any administrative or legal proceedings. After that, the video must be destroyed. The cameras cannot be live streamed or continually monitored, and videos cannot be used for teacher evaluations. The law would require...
By the way, I just got to stop here. Why shouldn't you be able to live stream this? At least the audio at the bare minimum. Why should you have to, you know, go in there and request to see video and have to do all this paperwork? Why shouldn't parents be able to see? And I'm asked this question because I already know why they're doing it this way, because this is like the only possible compromise you can make with the left. And they're also saying, well, this is privacy, right? You shouldn't be able to spy on other kids that aren't your kid. Well, we're not saying the whole world should be able to see it, but if your child is in a classroom, should you be able to log into that classroom and be able to monitor your kid in that classroom? There are cameras, by the way, and people, there's all these privacy people that say, well, there's privacy this, privacy that. And I understand privacy, and I'm an advocate for privacy. But let's be very honest. I should have the right to see what they're teaching my kid, and it shouldn't be that hard for me to see it or to hear it. Because I know that teachers lie, and I know the teachers' union lies. I know they lie about the curriculum, and I know they lie about critical race theory, and I know they lie about politics, and I know they lie about students that have been bullied because they are conservative. And if we really want transparency in the classroom, then this is, I would argue, how we get that transparency. This is what we do if we want transparency. And if you're genuinely teaching a kid reading, writing, and arithmetic, history, math, all of these things, then as a teacher, you should care less if there is a camera in the classroom. In fact, I would even make it go a step further in this argument. Right now, if it's all about privacy and it's all about, you know, concealing the students, then how are we doing distance learning the way we're doing distance learning? Because any parent can take a video of any kid's screen, or they can literally record a kid's class right now when we're doing distance learning, and have been over the last year all over the country. Like, it's obvious. It's very obvious, folks. It's abundantly clear that this is, that anyone that's fighting against this, you have to ask the question, why? Why are they fighting against it? What is the point of fighting against it? You're doing it right now in a way that clearly has been done for quite some time. The idea that you got to blur out the kids, they're not blurring out faces when they have the classes that are social right now. No one was arguing over this. No one was fighting over this. Now they are. We should have transparency in the classroom. We should be able to see what the teachers are teaching, and you shouldn't have to jump through a bunch of hoops to actually see it.
require all school districts to complete and vote on whether to implement classroom cameras by January 1st, 2023.
The bill was just filed this week, so it has not yet been heard by committee. That could happen as soon as the legislative session starts, which will begin January 11th.
Now, I believe that every parent should be allowed to see video and audio. I actually believe it should be streamed. I don't think you should have to go in, and I don't think you should have to do any of this. Now, in addition, they say it would require teachers to wear these microphones. I think that's brilliant. And if they don't like it, then, again, go back to the teachers' unions and say, you're the ones that allowed for microphone and videos to be staring at a teacher's face all day long while she was teaching kids because you guys shut down the schools. They also say it would permit parents to review video of incidents. Why should it just be incidents? Why shouldn't it be what they're teaching their kids or maybe what they're not teaching their kids? Because it's not for me about the incidents. It's about the transparency. For me, it's about what are you teaching my kids? Or maybe a better way of putting it is what are you indoctrinating our kids with? I don't want to see an incident. There's a fight. I mean, I do. Yes, don't get me wrong. But I want to see what you're actually telling my kids. I want to see if they're learning. I want to see how the teacher acts when no one else is around. I think this is an amazing idea. Now, they say, well, this is helicopter parents, and then you're going to have parents that are too involved. You're going to have parents constantly questioning teachers and nagging teachers, and you're going to have parents who are going to say, see, you're not teaching my kid. You're not giving my kid the attention they deserve. With all due respect, just being totally honest here, in the public schools, that's usually not the problem. The problem is usually parents totally uninvolved in their kids' lives.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. Now, the real problem we have in this country is that usually parents are totally uninvolved in their kids' lives in the public school. I argue that if anything, if you put these cameras in kids' classrooms, you might actually have parents that are uninvolved in their kids' education start to become involved in their kids' education. They may realize just how broken their failing schools are, because it's one thing to read a stat. It's another thing to understand it and to believe it. I'll equate this real quick with your bank account. Are you really broke until you pull out your debit card and it doesn't work? A lot of people don't realize they're broke, and they don't have that, oh my gosh, freak out moment until they get declined. That's when that moment usually happens. Usually that's that second in time where the you know what hits the fan and people actually freak out. That's when people literally usually lose their minds. And they lose their minds because that's the moment that they had not planned would ever happen. They'd been close to rock bottom before, but never had they actually had that moment happen. Same thing can happen with parents and watching what's happening in their kids' classroom. They may not realize how bad it is until they actually see how bad it is, till they witness it firsthand. And if parents get more involved because of that, then great. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. And if the teachers' unions and parents are afraid of parents' involvement in their kids' schools to the point where they're willing to fight this, then imagine what you're not seeing, or imagine what they don't want you to see. Transparency, especially with children right now, I would argue is more important than it's ever been. Unfortunately, we live in a really, really tough society. We live in a world right now where there's so much transparency in everything you do, except in the most important areas, specifically when it comes to children. I think there should be putting cameras basically everywhere, child care centers, after school care centers. I think they should be doing this in private schools. I think this is something that people should be able to see, because not only would it help you as a parent your child, I would argue have a big camera on the classroom so you can see if your kid's not paying attention, right? See if your kid's sleeping in class. See if your kid's not taking notes. In a private school, oh, I would love this. I would love it because then if my son comes home and is like, oh, the teacher's not teaching well and I don't understand the subject, I can go look at the tape and I can go see if my kid's actually even trying. Imagine the amount of BS you can get rid of. And for parents, for teachers, I would assume you would be in favor of this, not against it, and here's why. Because then you can tell parents, go look at the tape. If you don't believe I'm doing a good job, go look at your kid. If you don't want to believe me when I tell you your kid's not paying attention, your kid's not engaged, your kid's not involved in the classroom, go look at the tape, go look at everything, look at what I'm doing, and then look at your child's lack of interaction, lack of care, lack of desire. Go look at that and then talk to me. Go look in that and then explain to me. In fact, I would argue it could be great for teachers to actually pull tape and say, look, I'm worried about your kid, and here's why. You can see that they're totally unengaged. They're not trying. They're not getting involved. They're not involved in the class discussions. They're completely disengaged. They're coasting. They don't care. If you can show that video for narcissistic parents who don't want to believe their kids might not be perfect, right? Because there's too many parents today that believe their kids can do no wrong and that their kids are perfect and their kids always do everything right. And unfortunately, what do? They blame other people for their problems. They blame the private schools. They blame the teachers. They blame everything on somebody else. And a lot of the kids know also how to manipulate their parents. In school, I think this could make a lot of that go away. So if you're against this, I got to wonder why. If you're the teachers union, I get why you're against this. This would mean that you would lose the ability to indoctrinate children the way that you've been doing it. This would mean that your curriculum would actually be monitored. The indoctrination of children to become hardcore leftists or those that are anti-America, that would be exposed on a new level that we'd never seen before. That, for me, is good news. We should go back to just teaching kids reading, writing, and arithmetic. We should not be indoctrinating children. We shouldn't be indoctrinating them to be conservative, and we shouldn't be indoctrinating them to be liberal. I want to make that very, very clear. Schools should not be a place of politics. In fact, schools, I would argue, should be absent of politics. If there's any, and I don't believe it's political, by the way, to teach a kid to have pride in his country. Some people now see that as a political thing. I don't. I don't think the Pledge of Allegiance is political. I don't think loving America is political. And I don't think we should be raising a group of society that should be ashamed of being an American or embarrassed of America or feel like America is the worst country in the world. And we would get to see some of that. We would get to see just how corrupt and just how political the classrooms are. So I go back to what I said earlier. If you are a parent and you are hearing this today and you like this idea, and I hope that you do, it's an idea that I think most people should be really excited about. If you like this idea, if you support the idea of transparency, then don't just nod your head and agree with me. This is one of those moments where you can have a real impact on your children's education and their future. What you should do is you should advocate for transparency. You should call your state rep. You should call your state senator. And you should advocate for the bill that they're doing that's just been introduced in Florida. This shouldn't just be a Florida thing. When other states do things that are really brilliant and smart, we need to make sure everybody else that doesn't live in Florida sees it and hears it and understands it and knows how to move forward with it. That's what I'm advocating for. This could fundamentally change public school education in this country. It could fundamentally change a broken system where there are so many kids that are being failed right now in failing schools. This could change it in a major way. That's why I saw this story and I wanted to take time to advocate for it and to tell you how we need to move forward and how we need to support it. And this is how we do it. All right, I want to switch gears to the other story that I told you that I wanted to make sure I hit today, and it deals with the economy. There is shocking new news out right now that the majority of Americans in this country, for the first time in my lifetime, which is 40 years, cannot afford to even buy a used car. The average new vehicle, Edmunds.com says, is edging towards $50,000 tax title and all the fees. $46,000 if you take all that out. Even so, price of used cars are likely to edge closer to new ones. Since the pandemic started, used vehicle prices have now jumped 42%, more than double the increase for new ones. Last month, the average used vehicle price was 63% of the average new vehicle cost. Before the pandemic, it was 54%. At this point, dealers say they lower income buyers, there's very few vehicles for them to even look at. What used to be a $5,000 car is now an $8,000 car. Our car is $11,000 or $12,000 car. You include taxes, fees, a 10% down payment, and an interest rate of around 7.5%. The average used vehicle now costs $520 a month, even when financed for the average of nearly 6 years, Edmunds has just reported. Oh, but the economy is doing fine. Don't worry, America. Nothing's wrong. Everything's great. The White House said so, and the media propagandists put it out there. To make that payment and afford such other necessities as housing, food, and utilities, a household would have to take home about $60,000 a year or $75,000 before taxes. That's what Kimberly Palmer, a personal finance specialist at NerdWallet, said. In 2020, the U.S. median pre-tax household income was $67,000, the Census Bureau says. Quote, the average person, Palmer said, can't afford the average used car right now. Okay, somebody in the media, do your damn job and ask a question of Joe Biden or his press secretary, Jen Psaki. Quote, the average person can't afford the average used car. Not new, used car right now. How is the economy in great shape if that's the reality? It's the first time, by the way, in my entire lifetime, the data has shown that to be true. And I'm 40. Ivan Drury, a senior manager at Edmunds, said that while he doesn't track used vehicle prices relative to home household income, he thinks November marked a record in the worst way possible for, quote, affordability. Monthly payments for average used vehicles, he noted, were $413 2 years ago. $382 5 years ago. And $365 a decade ago. Now think about that. 10 years ago, the average monthly payment for a used car was $365. That was a decade ago. Just 5 years ago, that number had only gone up $18. No, $16, excuse me. So in a five-year period, the average used car monthly payment had gone up $16. The November average payment of $500 plus for a used vehicle is the new average. Put that in perspective how bad it is. $500 was the average car payment needed 5 years ago for a brand new vehicle. Quote, people are going to have to make hard decisions, maybe cut back in other areas, Palmer said. It means that it's stressful time for a lot of families, hardworking families right now. Used vehicle prices are so high that Carl Hogan of Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania, near Pittsburgh, was able last month to quickly sell his 2007 Toyota Tacoma small pickup truck with more than 1,000 miles on it, even with the vehicle's age and mileage. A man from Ohio forked over $6,500 for it. Hogan didn't have to budge from the asking price. When some would-be buyers offered him less money, he told them, I've got 12 other guys behind you. A week before the sale, he bought a new Tacoma. Hogan had been on the other side of the equation. The dealer wouldn't budge from the $38,000 sticker price. Quote, if I didn't take it, there were three people waiting. I couldn't get any off, but I wanted a new truck. David Paris, senior manager at J.D. Power, noted that the used vehicle prices are directly tied to the cost of new ones. Though some automakers report the computer chip supply is gradually improving, prices paid by dealers at used vehicle auctions kept rising through November. We've not seen any softening in prices, which is extremely rare for this time of year, he said. New vehicle dealers have about 1 million vehicles available nationwide. That's about one-third of the normal supply chain. The vast majority have already been sold. Given pent-up demand from consumers, prices for new vehicles are expected to remain historically high until the supply returns to around 2 million to 2.5 million and automakers resume discounting, which could take us well into 2023. Once new vehicle prices at least stop increasing. Doesn't mean they're even going to come down, by the way. They say by 2024, they do believe used vehicle prices could eventually follow. So 2 years from any relief from this. And even after that, the availability of vehicles will be tight, they say, because of traditional sources of used vehicles. Autos turned in from leases and trade-ins or sold by rental companies have essentially dried up altogether. For the past decade, cars returning from 2 and 3 year leases were a leading source of almost all new used vehicles hitting the market. But that was when more than one third of U.S. new vehicles sales were actually leases, a new figure now down to 22%, said Edmonds. Because there aren't many new autos, people are expiring leases are often buying those cars once their lease is in because they can't get a new one. Rental companies, another key source of late model used cars, can't buy new ones now and are holding the ones they have for longer. Some rental companies are even buying used vehicles now for the first time in decades. Given all those factors, Paris expects the shortage of used cars to worsen through 2024. Let me say that again. Given all those factors, the shortage of used vehicles, they believe, will worsen through 2022, 2023, and through 2024. 3 years. Among the few consumers who stand to benefit are those who want to sell a used car and don't necessarily need to replace it. The average trade in October, Paris said, was $9,000, twice what it was a year earlier. But for people who have no vehicles to trade in and only modest incomes, the options are few to none. Palmer said lower income people may simply have to pay for repairs to keep a current vehicle running as long as possible. Even that option, though, can become expensive. J.D. Power said that that many can't afford it. Many buyers, they're actually now telling you should probably look past a used car and just go straight for a new one if you can afford it. One man said he recently managed to get a couple $1,000s whacked off the sticker price on a new Ram pickup, though he had to travel from Washington, D.C. area to Philadelphia to reach a willing dealer he had located by searching internet forums. If you look hard enough and are willing to wait and travel, you can find deals across most brands. But if you want instant gratification in your market, good luck. $29,000 for an average used car now in America and $50,000 for an average new car in America. But the economy's fine, the White House said. No problems with the economy. Everything's perfect.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. The average medium-income household family cannot afford a used car right now because of inflation. Say it again. Cannot afford. Cannot afford a used car. What does a new car cost right now? It's even more shocking. $50,000 is the average for a new car right now. But remember, everything is totally fine. Okay? You have nothing to worry about. Everything's good, folks. There are no problems in the economy. Things are amazing. If you don't believe me, I have proof how great things are. And things are incredible. Propaganda. Headline news. HLN. CNN. They put out this talking about how amazing the economy is right now. It's booming, folks. Everything is fine. Yes, if you made $50,000 last year, it's worth about $44,000 now in buying power. Yes, the majority of Americans now, for the first time in a lifetime, can't afford a used car, but everything's fine because we put out the propaganda of the government.
Oh, really good for your money, Jen. I'm going to say it depends on who you ask, right?
Well, overall, I mean, the economy did amazing. As we wrap up...
Amazing. I love this. Even the host is like introducing their money expert because she knows what they're going to try to sell you on real quick. Even the host is like, the economy is doing amazing. It depends on who you ask. It really depends on who you ask. And then you hear the chuckle. That's like, okay, I've said it so I don't look like a moron before she tells you and gives you all this propaganda. Right? Like, I've done my part. I'm going to get out of the way. Now here is the Biden liberal propaganda. We are nothing but state-sponsored media, and I'm going to tell you how amazing things are. The economy's on fire.
Well, overall, I mean, the economy did amazing. As we wrap up 2021, year two of the pandemic, I mean, the economy, for the most part, was on fire. The job market is at its strongest levels in decades. Look at
I love this, by the way. The job market's at its strongest level in decades. So let's be clear what that means. There are millions and millions of people that are businesses and small businesses that desperately need work. Right? That desperately need work. Workers can't find them. So that means that things are good. Wages are through the roof. People can't even fire bad employees. People are having to close down certain days because they can't find enough employees to even operate. People have had to change the hours in which they open and how they work a week. Small businesses are failing at a rate that we haven't seen in decades, but you want me to believe that things are amazing. And they're going to tell you, oh, it's because we added some jobs. We added 6.1 million jobs. Well, we did, but how many jobs are still left unfilled because of an economy that's been destroyed by the federal government giving people money and making them lazy?
Look at this, 2021, 6.1 million jobs were created. That's the largest amount of jobs going all the way back to 1940. And we're not even counting December yet. We don't have the numbers in for that part. The American Rescue Plan cut child poverty in half by 50%. And it was just as juicy on Wall Street and in corporate boardrooms. Stock market, measured by the S&P 500, up nearly 30% for this year. Corporate profits at their best since 1950. So despite the pandemic, it's been quite amazing. And holiday shopping... sales up 8.5% as people tried to get back to a sense of holiday normalcy. Now, there have been some higher prices. You see them for basics like food, shelter, and gas. And
I love this. Now, there have been some higher prices like food, shelter, and gas. Basically everything you need to survive, but we're going to quickly move past that. I'm going to tell you that everything's fine, but the cost of goods for the basics of food, shelter, and necessities, they've skyrocketed. But don't worry, everything's fine, folks. How many of you can afford a used car right now? Less than half of Americans can afford a used car right now. But everything's fine, folks. Everything is A-OK. You don't need to worry. We got this. Everything is super. Everything is great. Everybody should be excited because everything's good. You have nothing to worry about. Everything's fine. There are no issues. Our economy is wonderful. Our economy is amazing. Everything is perfect, and our economy is perfect, and you don't need to worry. There's nothing to worry about. Granted, food and shelter and water and those things, yeah, they kind of suck, but everything else is good.
Research firm IRI predicts a rise another 5% just in the first 6 months of the new year for items like mac and cheese and steak and potatoes, chicken breasts and wine. But costs are going up, too, so that's part of the reason. Now,
So you just told me that you're dealing with massive inflation without saying the word inflation. This is what state-sponsored media sounds like. This is nothing but propaganda from HLN, Headline News, owned by CNN, owned by AT&T. That is what this is. Okay, that is what this is. That's all it is, folks.
Economists say that the wild card for 2022 is going to be this new Omicron variant. That fast spread has led to the partial shutdown of the New York City subway, Cincinnati's mayor declaring a state of emergency because firefighters are sick, and thousands of canceled flights, as you know. Now, JetBlue says they're going to preemptively cancel 1,300 flights in just the next 2 weeks. That's nearly 10% of their schedule, because they are expecting so many of their workers to call out sick. They said that this week has been one of the worst weeks of the entire pandemic. We know so many airlines have been hit with all these cancellations. It's been pretty miserable for travelers, too. But Cheyenne, despite Omicron throwing things into disarray at the very end of the year, overall, it was gangbusters.
Overall, it's gangbusters. I know a lot of you are suffering, but overall, we're going to tell you it's gangbusters because that's what we're going to tell you it is. There is a question that we all should ask. And when you feel like you're losing and you feel like the other side is winning, and I'm talking about Democrats turning this country into the opposite of what our founding fathers wanted to be. When you see tyrants like Joe Biden doing what they're doing, when you see governors doing mask mandates, vaccine mandates, worker mandates, the way that we're seeing across the country, you start to feel defeated. Don't. We're winning. How do I know it? There's an annual moving survey that just came out, and it is the most shocking I have ever seen. And I've been paying attention to these annual moving surveys for at least the last 10, 12 years. The top five outbound states where people are just saying, I'm packing up. Now, I want you to really think about how bad things have to be for you to look at your family and to say, we're going to literally pack up every belonging and sell everything else that can't be moved. And we are leaving this state because it's gotten so bad. Think about where you have to be. There's a lot of people that they like their little bubble, their neighborhood, their friends, their kids' friends, their school, their churches, their community. You'll take a lot of crap from the government. You'll pay higher taxes. You'll live in a nice house in a failing school district, and you'll even spend more money to put your kids in private school because you like the area you live. But there's a certain point that every, I would argue, man and woman has. It's called a breaking point, and it's when your government just oversteps to the point where you can't take it any longer. And the top five outbound states where people are leaving the most are all run by Democrats. Yeah. Top five states with the highest amount of outbound migration in 2021 were governed by Democratic politicians, according to the United Vans Lines annual movers study. The primary reason for individuals fleeing these states included cost, lifestyle, family, and job. The state with the highest number of outbound migrants last year was New Jersey. Of those involved in moves, 70% fled New Jersey compared to just 30% who moved in. It's a major difference. The New York Post is also reporting that six of the top 10 metro areas suffering from the worst exodus were in New York, New Jersey, that region. I'll have that breakdown for you in a moment. In second place as a state came Illinois, which saw 67.2% of people involved in moving leaving the state. Just 32.8% of movers became new residents of Illinois in 2021. Number three, New York. It was third in outbound migrants. Now, the reason why it was number three is because the year before, they were so many people moved out because of the extreme lockdowns that they had in New York. They're still in the top three and very close to being number two, with 63% of movers fleeing the Empire State compared to just 37% moving in. The leading reason for escaping New York was, quote, family, with nearly 30% of outbound movers citing that reason. Additionally, the survey revealed the highest earners left the state in masses, so they're losing their most stable taxpayers. Those who made $150,000 or more, 43.5% fled the highly taxed state. Fourth in line was Connecticut, also run by Democrats. They saw 60% of movers flee the state and just 40% incoming. Those fleeing Connecticut cited retirement as the primary reason for leaving, with 33% of movers citing that, saying, look, I'm out of here. I've retired. I made my money. I'm gone from Connecticut. Many people in Connecticut, where do they commute to? New York. Flipping off the top five outbound states was Governor Gavin Newsom of California, which had very similar numbers as Connecticut. Close to 60% of movers in California cited the state as, well, being exit moves, while only 40% moved in. An almost equal amount of Californians who fled the state cited cost, taxes, and lifestyle, with nearly 22% of outbound movers citing both reasons as why they said we've had enough. Now, as Americans fled the blue states amid increasing mandates and power-hungry municipalities, where do they go? Many of them escaped to rural and less densely populated states. Republican-led states like Vermont, South Dakota, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Florida made up the top five inbound states in that order. People went to the extreme opposites of what they had. Think about Vermont. Think about South Dakota. Those were the top two states that had a massive incoming number of individuals, families that were moving there because people said, I want to be free. This, when you go to Vermont and when you go to South Dakota, you are seeking freedom. You're saying, get off my lawn, right? To the government. South Dakota is a place where the government stays off your lawn. Vermont is a place that stays off your lawn. South Carolina and West Virginia are places that stay off of your lawn. Florida, big state, densely populated, still in the top five. Why? Because at least they have freedom there. And they don't try to tell you what to do with your life. Now, when moving into these states, residents often opted for less densely populated areas as well. For example, instead of incoming Floridians moving to places like Orlando or Miami, they were choosing areas like Punta Gorda or Sarasota, Bradenton area. Less population, less densely populated area. Punta Gorda saw 81% and 79% of movers coming in respectively, meaning people said, we want to go to a place where they'll leave us the you-know-what alone. According to economists and University of California, Los Angeles professor Michael Stoll, the new data from United Van Lines is indicative of COVID-19's impact on domestic migration patterns. Those that cracked down and those that took away people's ability to make a living and to make choices for themselves and had mass mandates and business mandates and eating mandates and shutdown and lockdowns and all of these things, people said, leave, I'm going to leave. With 2021 bringing an acceleration of moves to smaller mid-sized towns and cities where there is freedom. We're seeing this not only occur because of Americans' desire to leave high-density areas, but due to risk of infection, but also due to the transformation of how we're able to work with more flexibility to work remotely. They also said there's another factor. People are just tired of being told what they can and can't do. Now, you go to United Van Lines website, and I encourage you to do this. They have their annual 2021 United Van Lines National Mover Survey. And what you see, if you look at this, is it's incredible. Just how much people said, I'm out. I'm out of the liberal places. The annual study, which tracks the company's exclusive data for customer state-to-state migration patterns, determined that Vermont was a state with the highest percentage of inbound migration. It also is at the top of the list of states with freedom. Topping the list of outbound states, New Jersey, which held the spot for the past 4 years. Now, when you talk about inbound, these numbers are incredible. South Dakota, 69% inbound. South Carolina, 63% inbound. West Virginia, 63%. Florida, 62%. They were revealed as the top inbound states for 2021. Illinois, 67% outbound. New York, 63% outbound. Connecticut, 60% outbound. And California, 59% outbound, which have regularly appeared on the outbound top list in recent years. But this ranks among the highest exodus we've seen, they went on to say. In addition to state-by-state data, each year United Van Lines also conducts an accompanying survey to examine the motivation and influences for American interstate moves. This year, the survey revealed that 31.8% of Americans who moved did so in order to be close to family. Makes sense. A new trend coming out of the pandemic as priorities and lifestyle choices have shifted. In other words, people said, why are we living in this place without family? We were here for the money. We were here for the whatever. And now it's all disappeared with these COVID lockdowns. So let's go back to our families. 32.5% of Americans move for a new job or a job transfer. That's actually a very normal number. In fact, it's a significant decrease from 2015 when more than 60% of Americans cited a job or transfer. Now, the new data indicates COVID-19's impact on domestic migration patterns is significant. People said they want out of the big cities and they want out of the government control and mandates.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
People need freedom. And when you start taking away their freedom and you start taking away their right to make their decisions, you start taking away their rights to run their business the way that they need to do it, this is what you see. And the fact that it's totally impacting and changing domestic migration patterns tells you just how significant it is to take your entire family and say, I'm not just moving out of the city, I'm moving out of the entire state. I'm done with this entire state. Quote, we're seeing this not only occur because of Americans' desire to leave high-density areas due to risk of infection, but also due to the transformation of how we're able to work. What's more, amid the pandemic, many Gen Xers are retiring, often at a younger age than past generations, joining the baby boomer generation. While many are retiring to states like Florida, United Van Lines data revealed they're not necessarily heading to heavy populated cities like Orlando, Miami. They're saying, get me out of the big city. It's not just in Florida, by the way. In Oregon, they're moving to random little places. I'll give you an example. Medford, Ashland, Oregon, 83% of people moving into town. Springfield, 79%. For 45 years now, we have been looking at this data. And for 45 years, we've never seen anything like what we're seeing now, United Van Lines says, with their information. I'll go back to the top 10 inbound states of 2021. Vermont, 1. South Dakota, 2. South Carolina, 3. 4. West Virginia. Florida, number 5. Alabama, number 6. Tennessee, number 7. Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, West Virginia, South Carolina, South Dakota, Vermont, all Republican states. Oregon, number 8. Idaho, number 9. Rhode Island, number 10. Rhode Island, why is that so big? Because it's close enough to other liberal cities and states around it that people said, fine, we'll try that place. Moving out, New Jersey, liberal. Illinois, liberal. New York, liberal. Connecticut, liberal. California, liberal. Michigan, liberal. Massachusetts, liberal. Louisiana, interesting, liberal. Ohio, moderate. Nebraska, moderate. Several states saw nearly the same number of residents moving inbound as outbound. Kentucky and Wyoming are among these balanced states. Not that political in Wyoming, right? A lot of freedom. Kentucky the same way. This is why they're doing it. Now let's go with Democratic-run, not just states saw fleeing residents, but we also saw a lot of cities where there was massive retraction. For example, Chicago. Massive amount of people leaving Chicago. 70%+ of moves recorded were residents leaving Chicago as a city. Just 27% were inbound. New York City, same thing. Nearly 30% of those who fled the Empire State said their primary focus was citing the cost of living and crime. They said they're done. Six of the top 10 metro areas suffering from the worst exodus were in New York, New Jersey region. Why is that? Because people said, I can't take it any longer. Nearly 80% of moves in Long Island's Nassau, Suffolk counties were exodus, the highest outbound rate of any region in the country. 75% fled Binghamton and 73% exited Dutchess County. Three, New Jersey, Newark, included in that were the worst outbound rates. Neighboring Connecticut didn't fare much better, with 70 and 80% of most moves in the areas where most people commute to New York from said we're out. So I go back to what I said earlier. Are we winning? Yes. We're winning in ways that you never would have imagined. And when I say we're winning, I want to be very, very clear what I mean by we're winning. People are so fed up with the tyranny of the government and the local government and the state governments that they're just saying, I'm willing to sell everything or move whatever is left and get the hell out and go to freedom. That's what they're doing. They're attacking conservatives and they're attacking freedom. You know, NBC Today Show did an entire segment this morning about getting kids to wear N95 surgical masks. An entire segment. This is why people are leaving. They're sick of this type of crap.
They go all the way over your head. Not the most comfortable, but very, very snug. Not a lot of air is getting in between the sides of my cheeks or the tops of my cheeks.
Hey, Vic, the kids are back in the classroom, at least the overwhelming majority of them. What's the recommendation for our youngest learners?
Okay, so we talked to Dr. John Torres about this because I actually just sent my kids out the door this morning minutes ago with two masks. He says obviously the KN95 N95 are the most effective, but it can be really hard to find them in small kid sizes. And also to keep them on your kids all day, they're not the most comfortable. So the second best option is to make sure you have a kid size surgical mask. And by the way, look at what a difference the kid size mask is from the adult size. So you really want to make sure you have one that fits your child's face. And you want to layer the cloth mask over that mask. So the surgical mask goes on first, and then the cloth mask. If you can't do that, surgical mask alone, Dr. Torres says, least best, but better than nothing, the two-layer cotton mask that fits your child. The best mask certainly is the one that your child will wear and keep on the whole day when they're in the classroom.
All right, good advice. All right, Vicky.
So in other words, here's how you put on an N95 mask, but make sure they wear some sort of mask because we're going to indoctrinate them. People are tired of this. They're sick of it. I'll give you another headline. That, again, this is why people are moving. NBC News did an entire another story this morning about, quote, it's good that California is now mandating, starting now, and requiring big box toy stores to have gender neutral sections.
Now, the toy shelves in California are about to change. A new state law is forcing big toy stores to create gender neutral sections, which advocates say will take pressure off kids to conform to stereotypes. Critics say it's government overreach. But as NBC News technology correspondent Jake Ward reports, the move could mean not just a change to toys, but to kids' TV.
If you've been inside a big toy store, you know how it's traditionally organized. A boy's aisle, a girl's aisle, right? The new California law gives retailers with more than 500 employees 2 years to add a gender-neutral section or face big fines.
This might seem like a silly piece of typical California politics, but the truth is that big box toy stores across the country have been in the direction. Both Walmart and Target have done away with gendered toy sections. And experts say that's good because gendered toys shape how children see themselves and each other.
We learn teaching them to be separated, to be competitive, to be inhabiting very different worlds.
Companies looking to maximize sales tend to focus on traditionally boy toys. Media studies professor Daphna Lemish says the industry assumes girls will play with boy toys and watch boy programs, but not vice versa, a destructive market force.
Girls mature and stop playing with toys and games much earlier. So it's more, again, economical to produce more action-oriented boys' toys that are supporting the programs.
In children's television, the toy-making potential can even determine what a show is about.
Broadcasters look at the children's block on television as a 30-minute commercial for a commercial product that they want to sell.
And because toys have usually been gendered, TV producers who make gender-neutral characters might miss out on that money.
Because of profit motives that exist, corporations and media companies are not going to put that stuff out there on their own.
Bias experts say it's been a terrible cycle. TV producers generally had to feed into stereotypes in order to get toys onto store shelves, and stores with gendered toy sections didn't know where to put toys that weren't explicitly and stereotypically masculine or feminine.
This is insanity. You want to know why people are leaving? And this is why I say we're winning. It may take a little bit longer to win because you have to be so drastic. You've got to leave the state. But you want to know why people are leaving California? Because of this type of propaganda. You can't have toy sections now that have to be gender neutral in California. It's a mandate. We're going to start fining people if they don't comply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
In this country, we have turned to a system now that if you don't comply, we either fine you, we arrest you, or we take away your rights, or we do a combination of all these things. Depending on what state you live in, things look a little bit different. There's a new fear, and this new fear that I'm about to tell you about is a new fear that is going to be used, and it's a word that you're going to understand. It's going to be household and common within a week, week and a half, because the media is going to use this, and politicians are going to use this to force you to comply and to justify the way they're treating your kids in the schools, the mask mandates, the vaccine mandates, the vaccine passports, all of this. Florona. Florona. Sounds weird. It will not. It's going to sound like that you're saying your name in a week. This is the new big one. Remember, Corona was weird for a few days, but the media made sure they went wall to wall with it and really freaked you out. Florona. Here's the headline. Man battles the flu and COVID at the same time. Now, this was happening. The first confirmed case was in Israel. National headline on that was, what is Florona and how serious is it? And it was fear-mongering. The first headline was, Israel's first known case of a person infected with COVID-19 and the flu has been detected. The country's Minister of Health confirmed to CNN on Tuesday, raising questions over how the two viruses might impact someone who contracts them at the same time. This is the new fear. Immediately jumped to Mississippi. And here's your headline. A Batesville, Mississippi man has been hit with Florona. It's what doctors call it when a patient contracts both the flu and coronavirus at the same time. Doctors in Mississippi said Florona is a rarity. How would they know? It just started. Happened in Israel. Now it's happening in Batesville, Mississippi. Is it really going to be that rare? I'm just asking. That's when my doctor said he had never seen this before. So it wasn't until on the news that we saw the way they were worried about a twindemic. That's a new word you're going to hear. Get ready. That'll be normal in a week. Twindemic, or both at the same time. Rose said both he and his daughter got sick at the same time. Well, with the symptoms that I had symptoms of both the flu and coronavirus. When we went in at the clinic, they tested in separate places for them. And I went in with flu A positive. My daughter was sick as well, and her COVID test came back positive. Doctors then tested Rose for COVID. He came back positive as well. The only thing they told me was to take Tamiflu and drink lots of fluids. And if my symptoms or respiratory gets worse, to go to the emergency room. Rose said he has been vaccinated, but has not had a COVID booster or a flu shot. Feel a little better with the first couple of days. I've never been that sick, and I don't get sick. Just shivering, cold, body aches all the way to the bone. It hurts to move, Rose said. Now, this is supposed to be your cautionary tale. If you're not vaccinated, if you're not boosted, and if you haven't gotten your flu shot yet, you need to go do it. And Florona is going to be normal in your life. Twindemic is going to be a new word, a normal word in your life. And the idea they say it's not, it's very uncommon. They're going to make it feel like it's common. It will be everywhere, folks. All of it. Everybody will be talking about it. This will be the new thing. It will be the new thing. Prepare for it. Get ready for it. It will be the new thing. I'm telling you, this is how they continue to take away your rights. We're seeing kids that went back to school. And what happened with kids that just went back to school? They're being separated into different rooms. Those that are healthy kids and the chosen ones of the state, those that comply with mask mandates, and kids that don't are sent home, not given an education, or put in large group settings in cafeterias, in stairwells, auditoriums. So you're taking a bunch of kids that don't have masks on, and you're punishing them with not allowing them to have an education, number one. And then while you're not allowing them to have an education, you're also going to them expose them to one another and put all the people that don't have a mask in one place. Got it. That makes sense. Makes total sense, doesn't it? I get it. Makes total sense. They will never stop trying to fearmonger you into complying. And if you don't comply, they will fine you. If you don't comply, they will arrest you. If you don't comply, they will shut down your business. If you don't comply with your children, they will treat your children like they are the property of the state. And there is no end in sight for them. I'll say this. Never let anyone define your freedom and your liberty. You better start to learn what the Constitution says about your rights.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code BEN for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code BEN, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.